Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. My partner, I wish you to go slow. Channeling is translation. It appears as thought groups, intuitive packages of logic, presented to the three-dimensional human brain in a way that then translates into logic and speech. I want this channel to be clear. We study the final letter, and it is P. It's the final letter, but it is the first one as well. And so it is part of this circle we have spoken of. The circle has no beginning and has no end. The very word peace is like that. You see it written in the dirt in this land, scrawled on the walls. It represents hope. And it seems so elusive. What I wish to do is again controversial. A couple of channelings ago, I told you about a bigger prophecy on the planet. And now I wish to give you the rest of the story. The evening is here. Not too far away is the Dead Sea. A breeze blows, the chill in the air is coming. We sit in a profound place, an ancient place. For me to give this the final message of the Israeli series. You should know that esoterically, this planet has had a dark and light balance. And of all societies, you should recognize that dark has always seemed to win. You're not alone. Those who have been called light workers, who have awakened to the one God within, have struggled through eons to have this message heard. Old souls who gather here and are listening to this message, no matter what your culture, no matter where you are on the planet, you know what I speak of. The planet has had a low energy. And this is what we taught. And we gave you the prophecies and the timing of the prophecies of the ancients, of the indigenous. The Maya calendar, which represents the overview of this prophecy, goes on to say something you should know. That with a higher consciousness comes a light and dark balance which shifts. Light starts to become greater than darkness. Now this sounds extremely simple. But it's the only way I can give you what I'm going to give you next. Light is going to win. Because the balance of dark and light is now different. Many are starting to feel it. but perhaps not here. I gave a prophecy back in 2012 and before. And hints of it are everywhere. That when the light started to become greater than the dark, the darkness would react. And you would see an increase in frustration and evil and darkness on this planet. Almost like a last effort, pulling out every possible force that it could to fight this battle. And that light would win. Like a screaming child who doesn't get his way, seeing the light approach, the darkness would become strong and frightening. Have you seen any of that, Israeli? Let me tell you something. There's a very dark army on your border in Syria. And you may not know this. They would love to come this direction. And they can't. They can't. It's not just the strength of Israel. It's because Israel is untouchable. Because there is something you should know. I'm going to give it to you now. There is more to the phrase, the chosen ones, than we discussed before. The ones chosen to give the one God to planet Earth did that. But in your Akash is something extremely esoteric. And the practical proof of this is everywhere. Past 2012, you are also the ones that would be able to bring light to the planet. Now, I want you to think for a moment. An Akashic purpose like this is known to humanity at a very, very unconscious level. Have you ever wondered, Jew, what is the reasoning behind what you've gone through since you got here? What is the hatred of the society all about? What is the anti-Semitism about? What would create this? The conquerors would turn their eyes upon you and wipe you out. Destroy the temples. Or try genocide. There has to be something more. And I've just told you what it is. Listen. If the dictator had had his way, he would have eliminated you. Because he knew at a subconscious level that he could never, ever win the final battles of Earth as long as there were Jews. Because the Jews have that light which is going to then create the peace. Everywhere you look at those who have tried to eliminate you, you have found darkness, evil. This is the dark that we speak of. It continues. On your news right now, let's get practical. in the old city. It continues because it knows you're going to win. It knows you're going to win. You not only carry that Akash to bring the planet the one God, but also to bring it the one piece. And as long as you existed, no one could stop it. Darkness has always been against you. I have just given you the explanation of centuries of persecution from an esoteric level. I want you to look at this. Does it make sense to you now? Does it? Then let me give you a parable. This society loves stories, and you have plenty of them. I want to give you the parable of Woe, the frustrated farmer. Woe was a farmer, and he knew what he was doing. He had some of the best tools and the best seeds, he thought, to make the finest crops that ever could exist on the planet. Woe always felt that perhaps he was ahead of his time, because nothing grew. It was worse than that. In his fields, there seemed to be enemies everywhere. Things would take his seeds, steal his seeds, kill his seeds. No matter what he did, the crops, they were just pathetic. He never really got a hold of what he knew could be there. For years and years and years. Many tried to help him. They came with great wise seeds. He'd plant them and nothing would happen. He was so frustrated. He knew intuitively that his seeds were connected to the central source, that if he could just get them going, they would be beautiful. They would change farming forever. Woe had an original set of seeds. He had tried many times and they didn't work. He abandoned them a long time ago. He tried everything he could. He was frustrated. Years went by and years went by. And then something happened on the planet. Climate change. More than that, something was in the air. Woe was frustrated. He didn't figure that it meant anything different for him. But he thought he'd try. He took the original seeds he was given and planted them in this new condition. As he pushed them into the ground, he felt they went in differently. The ground felt more fertile. Woe actually had some hope. He planted them all. The climate change cooperated. He started to water them. Now, this is where the parable goes a different direction than you thought. Nothing happened. And Woe said to himself, I knew it. Nothing ever changes. They didn't work the first time, they're not going to work this time. Every morning he would come out and look at the new seeds and they did nothing. He expected so much, they did nothing. Woe eventually passed away, a frustrated man. But his sons, they knew better. They felt it. They didn't have the frustration that woe had. They had a renewed hope. They knew the climate was changing. They felt something was happening in history. And the sons would watch the seeds, and nothing happened. And finally, one day, when things were really starting to shift and change, there was a result. The seas started to come up, and the sons were quite excited. The next day they came out, and these odd seeds started to go back down. The next day they came out. The next day they went down. Finally, over a period of time, they realized they were blossoming, they were growing. They were unusual seeds, different than any that ever existed. They were the originals, and the sons knew that when the timing was right, they would have the best crop on the planet. Listen, Israeli. This is your field. The crops represent the energy that is here and the Akash that you carry. The frustration has been through years when the timing was not right. When woe planted the new seeds, he did it properly and correctly in a new climate. He felt it. He knew it. Even though he was not here to see it. What happens when you plant no seeds? Are you so frustrated that you have no hope? Because the climate is changing. In this society, there has been so much courage, so much heroism, so much suffering, so much patience. You've seen it in your prophets over and over. Don't stop now, because now it's time. Now it's time. And if the seniors don't see it, young people, you will. Don't let the dark armies make you afraid. Because you hold the light of what's next. Listen, color is coming. And so it is.